Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The world is full of deceit, and Democrats will never tell you the truth. I'm going to repeat that. Democrats will never tell you the truth, not the whole truth. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is an absolutely insane world. The number of things going on, there is no way, I'm going to tell you right now, there is no way to keep up with everything that's going on. There's no way to cover it. In a radio program like the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I can't cover all the news. The reason why our format has, I don't want to say shifted because that's not really the case because I've always sort of done this, but I don't cover issues like, oh, let's cover Hunter Biden's book per se. I do, but I'll put it into the context of the bigger picture because to try to cover everything that the left is doing to destroy this country, to destroy your way of life, there's just simply not enough time in the day. Evil does not sleep. Border issues, children are living in cages. Thousands of other people, not children, are streaming into this country. They're not waiting in detention centers. They are being distributed all over this country as we discuss the chaos that Joe Biden and the leftists intentionally, listen to that word, intentionally brought to this country. Donald Trump was stemming the tide on illegal immigration. He was solving the problem, and somebody decided Donald Trump is the problem. By the way, the same people that have determined that you and me are the problem. Powerful leftists, elitists, who play games with us like the guys who made the dollar bet in Trading Places. Who says, I bet I can cause disruption in the world market and nobody will know the difference. And voila, we get the Chinese Wu flu virus or the racial tension that's supposedly going on in this country. And I know you know by now that this Wu flu is nothing but a scandal and an intentional ruse. And if you say that, well, you're part of a new conspiracy. You're the one who's part of the conspiracy. Forget that Dr. Fauci and the NIH sent $3.5 million to study virology. I'm going to talk about that in a complete show on Wu Flu here soon. But they wanted to study virology and how they can infect an entire world. And they did it. They did it. You know, there's a chemical that's in these Teflon-coated pans. They say that 90-something percent of the people in the world have this chemical in our bodies. And it's a really strange chemical, but you can't get rid of it. It's worse than nuclear radiation because if you get too much, it will absolutely kill you. And there is no known way to get this chemical out of your body. Do some research on it. You'll find out. I'm not kidding. And that's why I think they call them TFTs or something like that. Tetrafluor-somethings or others. But I'm no chemist, but I did study it when I was helping my son. We were looking up the most powerful acids and the most powerful alkali. And so we were looking these things up. And the only thing that could stop the most powerful, you know, the scene from Alien, where the animal bleeds and it goes all the way through the ship. That's the most powerful acid known to man. It's really tough to create. Well, they created it for the movie, and they used it in the movie. And that acid is actually burning through metal in multiple layers. And the only thing that can stop it is Teflon. Do a little research on it. It'll be a fun project for you and your grandkids or something. Go have fun. Do some research. But the point is that chemical's in your body. And they can't get rid of it. Well, now that we've learned how to map the human genome, there are things they can do to your body that you can't get rid of. It will alter your DNA. What are the possibilities there? Oof. We'll go back to that. Anyway, we've got proven voter fraud. We've got recounts happening in Maricopa County in Arizona, the largest county in Arizona. We got recounts happening in Wisconsin. We recounts happening in Georgia. We know that they cheated. The Democrats are daring you to figure it out. But we're supposed to not talk about it, because if we do, well, you're part of the conspiracy. Somebody actually said it's anti-American, that we're being disruptive and divisive if we talk about cheating. What's going on right now in Georgia? They're saying, oh, these new Georgia voting laws are this, you know, disenfranchising blacks and doing all these things. So all these new CEOs are woke. They moved the Major League Baseball out of Georgia. Why? Because Georgia's racist. The city, the place that just elected, supposedly, two Democrat senators, right? This southern state is racist suddenly. Do you hear any of the senators speaking out about it? That so-called pastor, is he speaking out about it? Is Tracy, what's her name, Stacey Abrams, is he speaking out about the racism? Who's the other senator that won? I use my finger quotes. There you go. Cotton wars happening right now because of the Uyghurs in China. Slavery happening in China and all over the world. What are they talking about here? Women can't get 28 cents more than a man or some other nonsense. Did you hear the NBA player that came out and said, man, y'all need to knock this nonsense off about women and their money? And he was talking about Rapinoe, the women's soccer player. Now, you guys have heard me talk about it before. Hey, women, if somebody wants to see your game and they will pay, you know, hundreds of dollars to go see it, you make the same money as a man. But if nobody wants to see it, so be it. And, oh, by the way, put your best people on the field against any man's team and you're going to lose. It's that simple. Doesn't matter whether it's football, basketball, pick your sport, martial arts. Remember they used to run the commercials with, I forget her name now, but she was the big deal in the martial arts. I can see her face. Can't remember her name. The second girl, she was second in the Olympics in judo. Anyway, they made a big deal about her, and they even ran commercials with her saying she could beat the male heavyweight champ. That was what the commercial alluded. And I remember just rolling my eyes going, on what planet? It isn't going to happen. Ronda Rousey, thank you. Anyway, folks, I haven't even gotten through the intro on what I could potentially talk about. The Durham report, the Capitol Hill killer, Biden's numbers, Hunter Biden's book. You see how much there is to discuss? And I still got a lot more.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Politicians specialize in creating chaos because there's so much money in chaos. There's no money in solving problems. I used to be a management consultant. Well, I was a management consultant, but before that I was a manufacturer's rep. And I remember when I got into the business, the owner of the company said to me, we're in one of the world's self-defeating businesses. And I was like, how so? He says, the better we do, he says, the more likely we are to lose our jobs. Meaning, manufacturers come to us and they say, represent us because we can't afford to have our sales staff in place on our payroll. So we're willing to pay you a percentage to get our product to market as quickly as possible. And then when that happens, when we reach a certain threshold, let's say that you've got a manufacturer's rep agency with 10 people and they need to hire, you know, three or four people full time to do the job that 10 people can do part time. So they don't want to pay $1 million of payroll in order to get that done. So what they'll do is they'll let you get it going. So maybe you're only making a quarter million, but you're okay with it because it's a quarter million dispersed, you know, piecemeal. All your sales guys have 10 other manufacturers they're representing. So if we all can get together and generate $250,000 for this company, they can't afford a full-time employee, but they're getting into the market. So that's year one. Year two, you double it. Year three, you double it again. And so they're a million. Year four, you double it again. Now you're doing $2 million of revenue for the company. Well, now you're at that point where they say, okay, we're going to come in and go direct. The thing that you don't want to hear. Well, that's what happens. They go direct. You're out of a job. And you're okay with it. You understand, okay, we had to go sell it. You always work to where you can keep your job because you have great relationships with the people, but you do know that the possibility exists that you can be out of a job. You would think that that's what government would do. Government would say, you know what, we can start a program, but let's start this program with the idea that we're going to end this program. And so they would do that. It would be a self-defeating proposition. We're going to start an agency that understands there are people on welfare, but our job is to lower the welfare numbers. Ask yourself, if government does this, what entity of the government says we're going to start out with the notion that we're, at the very least, we're going to shrink it to where it's we barely need it? If you think bureaucrats get into office to do that, how big has government grown? And don't tell me, well, Kevin, we have a lot more people and all the, you know, that's the expansion. No. That's because the government never works to put itself out of business. Politicians intentionally create problems so they can pretend to solve them. Then they fleece the public for money, ergo, they get the money and they get the power. Former NBA great Charles Barkley had this to say about it.
You shared that news, how painful it was.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people. But we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
I so admire Charles Barkley. I told you guys, I had never met Charles. And I was coming back, Melissa and I were coming back from somewhere. I think it was a business deal. And we were in the airport, got our bags, and Charles Barkley's walking, huge dude, he's a big dude. And he's talking to somebody, and he sees me, and he just kind of waves them off. He comes over and gives me a handshake and a shug. He says, man, when we going to get together and all this? And Melissa's like, you know Barkley? I go, nope. But he knew me. Oh, man. It's the moments that you wish people were filming you. Because I'm not kidding you. He just broke away from this person. You know, there was people. He was signing autographs. I mean, it wasn't like it was his mom or something. But he broke away and like, hey, man, how are you doing? And I gave me the handshake and the shug. And I said, oh, Charles, whatever. But the divide and conquer, whether we're discussing George Floyd, folks, or this current situation at the border, the tactics of politicians is not going to change. It's divide. When Donald Trump did what he was supposed to do at the border to solve the border problem, discourage people from coming into the United States, he did all the things necessary. What did the Democrats do? They got rid of him. They cheated and got him out. Because Donald Trump was going to solve problems. It wasn't kick the can down the road. He was going to solve the problems of ISIS, terrorism in general, bad trade deals for the United States, unemployment, the divide between men and women and salaries and a host of other. I mean, he was solving problems. And let's face it, a lot of them we weren't too excited about. as conservatives, we were like, come on, man, why are you dealing with DACA? But Donald Trump was like, nope, we're going to deal with DACA. We're not going to let these kids live in limbo. I happen to agree with that. But not every conservative did. George Floyd is a criminal who got himself killed, but a faction, a part of America, the stupid part of America, waits for the signal to burn this country down so justice can truly be served. Politicians on the left, folks, secretly hope that Derek Chauvin is acquitted, so there will be, here comes that word again, chaos. And in fact, you can bet they have paid their minions and their thugs and other troublemakers to be at the ready for this decision. But ironically, they'll win either way. Because if Chauvin is found guilty, evil will prevail. No police officer will want to do his or her job. Here's what Barkley had to say about policing in America.
I hear these fools on TV talking about defund the police and things like that. We need police reform and prison reform and things like that. Because you know who ain't going to defund the cops? White neighborhoods and rich neighborhoods. So that notion they keep saying that, I'm like, wait a minute, we just going to leave. Who are black people supposed to call? Ghostbusters? When we have crime in our neighborhoods, we need police reform. But like I say, white people, especially rich white people, they're always going to have cops. So we need to stop that defund or abolish the cops crap.
Welcome back, everybody. What Barkley is saying there is that white people are sane. They're sane. They understand the need for police. And in their neighborhoods where the police are needed the least, they still want them. They hope that black people are stupid enough to say, defund the police. Because you know what that means? There will be more protection for white neighborhoods. It's just silly. I could go on and talk about this stuff for hours, but I'm going to cut it here. But trust me when I tell you, Barkley's on to the right thing. This divide and conquer needs to stop.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told department employees he may restart border wall construction to plug what he calls gaps in the current barrier. Mayorkas telling Immigration and Customs Enforcement employees that some of those gaps may be filled in or areas where the wall has been completed, but technology has not yet been implemented. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is following Florida's lead, announcing an executive order banning the creation of vaccine passports, which require a receipt of services or even requesting a person's COVID-19 vaccination status.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives.
Texas has administered nearly 13 million vaccines. USA Radio News. Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
The reservoir is holding less than 300 million gallons of contaminated water, but that could be emptied by Thursday. A new Morning Consult poll shows that 60% of Americans do not support Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta over Georgia's new voting law. The tourism and hospitality industry in Cobb County, Georgia, is set to lose over $100 million with the move. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Divide and conquer. That is a strategy of politicians, period. There's so many things you could look at, so many examples. I've gone over a couple of them. And you can look at it in a couple of ways. How do they handle the same situation depending upon who's in charge? Trump versus Obama, Trump versus Biden. Not that Biden's in charge. That's kind of funny because he's not. But you get what I'm saying. Look at the situation at the border. Look at the situation of when Donald Trump said he was going to stop radical Muslim countries from sending their people in. I mean, look at how they handle the issues of, you name it. I mean, I don't have to go into detail. You conjure up in your own mind the thing that you've witnessed yourself. Where these people just divide and conquer. Donald Trump's people, I told you guys that they will, whether it's pop culture, TV shows, things like this, they all want to make it appear as though we are radicals. January 6th is their new battle cry. It used to be what? Anybody remember? Charlottesville. They went from Charlottesville to January the 6th when, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of peace-loving Americans descended upon D.C. to talk about the big cheat in hopes that this country would do the right thing, and the country didn't do the right thing. And it spun us into chaos. And so it's your fault, though. You're the radicals. You're the union thugs. You're the Antifa thugs. You're the Black Lives Matter people who want to put pigs in a blanket and roast them like bacon. It's all about you. You are the evil people. You're the ones who, after a big trial goes on, that goes out and destroys property and kill people, etc., a la Michael Brown Jr. You're the one waiting, right, for the Derek Chauvin case to go so you can riot. When the election was stolen from you, conservatives, you knew it in your heart of hearts. You were stolen. You decided it was going to all go to hell in a handbasket and you were going to burn the country down with all your guns and your religion, right? It was awful, wasn't it, what we did after we knew we got cheated? Wasn't it terrible what we went out and did? And meanwhile, you know what was happening? While you weren't doing any of the things that I'm sarcastically alluding to, the Democrats were still doing it. Antifa was still in full force. Black Lives Matter, after getting what they want. A leftist in the White House, Black Lives Matter, is still more menacing than ever. They now want to teach critical race theory to your kids. And I could go on. They still want to defund the police. They still want to take your guns. They still want to shut you down for your First Amendment rights. And they got everything they want. I just want you to let that sink in for a minute. You didn't protest. You didn't burn anything down. They claim you did. They claim you stormed the Capitol. You were going after Pelosi and them. Went to her office and stole computers and did all kinds of stuff. They got barricades up to protect themselves. From what? How many millions of us have guns that could go out with armed insurrection? They want to attack. They want to tax your bullets. They want to tax your guns. They don't want you to be able to do certain things. They want to call certain things. One's assault weapons and stuff like this. All to get your guns, and you didn't do anything. Oh, the FBI is, well, we may have to stop a group of armed insurgents that we heard are going to descend on the White House, descend on the Capitol. What happened to that? Nothing. Because it didn't happen. You know what they came out later and said? Well, yeah, it turned out that was just a lie. I wonder where that lie came from. And now, what do they talk about? Black people are too stupid to get a voter ID, to get a license or whatever. And do you think that the Republicans are pushing back going, hey, I think it's really funny that Democrats think black people are too stupid to get a driver's license? That's hysterical. We should be writing comedy about this. Oh, Georgia, we're going to boycott. Here's one of my friends tweeted me this, Angela Morbido. She says, if you're boycotting Atlanta sports over voting law, but you plan to watch the Beijing Olympics in 2020, I would like a word. Hey, can you say this word with me, people? The Uyghurs. Yeah, that's a GR word you can say these days, a Uyghur, even though it doesn't end in GR, it's G-H-U-R. But the Uyghurs in China, the slaves, women being raped or being persecuted, etc. Enforced labor. But, yeah, you know, let's boycott Atlanta because Atlanta wants to actually clean up its voter rolls. Atlanta wants people to know where they're. And of course, after the fact, thank you, Governor Kemp and Secretary of State Raffensperger. Two people complicit in the steal against Donald Trump. New York Times reported Biden said he would strongly support MLB moving its all-star game from Atlanta. Why? Because Atlanta's racist, right? It wants to clean up its voter rolls. It wants to make sure that the big steal can never happen again. Because you know what these right-leaning politicians, these so-called Republicans, what they figured out? If they can steal it from Trump, they can steal it from us, and we better do something. And that's what's happening all over the country, even in battleground states. Because let me tell you something, people. Conservatives are not stupid. If the big steal is happening, if the game's changing, we'll play by your rules. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to steal to get into power. And eventually, you're going to have nothing but a nation that no longer runs on laws. When you can corrupt the most moral among us because we feel like there's no other way, what happens? Buck Sexton tweeted this. This situation isn't actually complicated. Biden is lying about the Georgia voting law. Democrats are generating fake outrage based on ignorance, and woke companies are rushing to virtual signal over make-believe voter suppression. That's what's happening. I just did a thing on what are politicians good at? They lie. Up until the point of getting Trump into office, we had nothing but a bunch of liars who don't want to solve problems. Look, I've made this comment. I'll say it 1,000 times or however many times God allows it to come out of my lungs. We can solve any problem that we face in this country. All we got to do is decide we're going to tackle it together. Ask yourself a very simple question. Let's look at crime. Why haven't we, when we know week after week, month after month, that it is going to Chicago, for example, I'm just picking on them. They're not even the most dangerous city in America anymore. We know what's going to happen. Why don't we have a larger police presence? Why don't we have a military presence? Why aren't we protecting people? Why aren't we implementing laws that say in the city we're going to have troops on the corners, or at the very least we're going to put in the most sophisticated camera system in the high crime areas of this country? And we're going to make sure that we can identify. We're going to require that convenience stores have the ability for you to walk in, see the person's face, fingerprint it out, whatever. I don't know what it's going to take. But here's what I can tell you. If you put me on the case of, Kevin, let's solve problems in Chicago, I would start looking at the high quadrant areas for crime. I would put security cameras in there. Then you could read, I could read your watch, the time on your watch from Jupiter, and I would figure out who's who. I would look at I do crime analysis and determine where is most of this crime happening. I would put undercover people in. I would have the problem of crime solved in Chicago within a year. I'm not telling you it would get rid of all the crime, but you would watch crime drop to levels that you would never believe are even possible. And I'm no genius at it. I don't have a degree in criminology, psychology, any of it. But I'd figure it out. So ask yourself, why haven't we figured it out? I'm going to give you the Chicago weekend statistics. Do you know that 7 people were killed and over 20, I think it was between 20 and 30 were shot? But 7 people were killed over Easter weekend. Why haven't we decided we're going to solve that? Huh. So anyway, we got all these woke CEOs now, right? I have a question for them. What happened to leadership? A person who is a CEO is supposed to be smart, ahead of their competition, looking into the future. If they're looking into the future and they think that being woke is a way to solve their problems, let me tell you something. Coke, you're going to be in trouble. Delta, you're already in trouble. Your hub is in Atlanta. And you know what's funny about these guys? What one of the guys said, I forget who it was, but he says, you know what was most disheartening about dealing with these CEOs? It was a congressman or a governor. He said, finding out they hadn't even read, I think it was Governor Abbott of Texas. He said, finding out that they hadn't even read the legislation that they were going against. They immediately had a knee-jerk response to go after, you know, this virtual signal of being woke. Didn't look at it. Didn't say, you know, that makes sense. It's like Congress. They don't need to read the bill. Somebody told them what to say and they responded. That's leadership. Last time I checked, man, that's going with the flow. I don't know many people who are successful going with the flow. And I go back to Delta. You're struggling as an airline. You need to be the last person woke. You need to be the one looking for innovative ways to save yourself. And you're doing none of the sort. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I already gave the number away, so I can't quiz you on it. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. Hopefully, you folks that are listening to the program have done me the favor of joining the FlickFest.com, which is our movie streaming service. And you're saying, Kevin, I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't do a lot of, okay, I get it. But maybe you'll enjoy this. Maybe this will be a little different experience, something you really want to check out. So check it out if you're a former Netflix person or if you want to just see something different. And when you watch these films, think about the people making them, the passion, the love of filmmaking that they have. And think about the passion of the person who started this and why it was started. To give the little guy a shot. Think about that. As you're wondering what you want to fund, ask yourself, what has pop culture done over the last few decades? Well, how's it evolved? And how can you do a small part to evolve it back? And while you're contemplating it, why don't you do me a favor and send it over to your kids? Send it over to your friends and say, hey, I got a buddy who's doing something to reverse the tide, and I'd like you to support him. And tell him about what we do over here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We have something else we're going to be offering you soon that's going to blow you away. You can go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks, and you're going to see all the things that we do. This next thing I tell you about is going to save you a lot of money, and you know what? You're not going to change a thing that you're doing, except you're going to put an app on all of your purchases, and you're going to save money. And you're going to be able to book trips and buy cars and all kinds of stuff, and you're going to get a rebate on all of it. And you're going to be shocked when you get this check back, and it's something we're already trying out. So don't think, I wonder if this will work. It does work. The same thing we did with your medical, your prescription drugs. Go to KevPerks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. If you are a recurrent user of drug, you know, monthly prescription drugs, and we're going to save you a lot of money. Because that's what we do. We're trying to put more money back in your pocket. And if I do happen to do that for you, if I save you $80 a month, you might consider some of these other things I'm talking about. Anyway, what are we talking about right now? We're talking about divide and conquer and what the left does to not solve any problems, but to make you believe that they're solving a problem. It's like my brother, I talk about him a lot on the program, but I had to loan him some money one time. And he was, you know, he was grateful. Kid, he said, man, you just need to know, man, if it's reciprocal. If I ever made it like you, man, you know I would go. And I said, yeah, I know you would. I know you would, bro. He said, the problem is, I'm not holding my breath waiting on you to make it. You know, I'm going to be here to bail you out. But let's face it, you're not going to be there to bail me out. That's the problem. I wish... Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to get after my brother because I love him and I love his life. But he's not going to be that guy. So guess what? I got guys that are like brothers to me. Willie, for example. We bailed each other out. But we knew the possibility was there that both of us could do it. And we did it. You know, give me a shot at being able for you to reciprocate. We don't get the... I'm getting off track. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this idea of being able to solve problems. And I alluded to it earlier. In Chicago, over Easter weekend, the most holiest of weekends, and black folks are the most holiest people in America. You know this. You know we're the most holy. We go to church, we scream, we shout. People got to get carried out with their eyes rolling back in their heads and stuff. Yeah, we are so religious. Black folks are. But we also religiously kill each other. And it's not supposed to be discussed. Kevin, don't discuss that or else, you know, your show will be banned. You'll be shadow banned. Well, so be it. 7 people killed, at least 27 wounded in Chicago. Those are the people willing to report it. You know, a lot of gangbangers are like, nah, man, it was a flesh wound. But 27 others wounded, 7 people killed, a total of almost 40 people shot. Well, almost 35, 34 shot, 7 killed, 27 wounded. And that was so far. And then they go on to tell you, and the reason why I get interested in who gets killed and how is because it tells you a lot about it. Like this 45-year-old man that got shot on the south side. They don't tell you who. Man was found. They tell you where he was found. Multiple gunshots to the chest. It didn't tell you about, he was dead. Cook County Medical Advice won't release any data. Here's the next one. A man shot dead and another critically wounded in a Sunday morning shooting in Roseland on the south side. 31-year-old man was arguing with two people at about 1:30 a.m. when one person fired multiple shots at him. He suffered 14 gunshot wounds to the upper body and was transferred to the lower. He's pronounced dead. Now, here's what's interesting. This dude was shot 14 times, pronounced dead. Michael Brown Jr. got shot. And what did they say? That cop shot him just multiple times. He just kept shooting him. It was a lie. Stood over him and shot him. They said he stood over him and shot him like a dog. I just told you two people that were shot multiple times. You're not going to hear anything about it, about how he was shot like a dog. And man, he wasn't doing nothing. You know, and arguing. A 31-year-old man arguing. We're so volatile in the black community that an argument can go from, you know, I don't know what they were arguing about, probably the price of Jordans or Michael Brown shoes, Michael Jordan shoes or something stupid, to the dude getting killed. Shot 14 times. They said a 45-year-old man tried to intervene and he got shot. He didn't kill. He said he suffered two gunshots to the chest and was taken to the same hospital in critical condition. The reason why they don't ever give you the official report on death in Chicago is because a lot of them like that, they eventually end up dying. Dude intervenes and gets shot. Saturday night, a 24-year-old man critically shot in a shooting in Westtown. Standing by in an alley when he was approached by a man who pulled out a gun and fired several shots at him. I don't know the details. I'll tell you this. I was listening to some more, who's a black comedian. Funny lady. I got to meet her in person years ago at a comedy club. And some more has a set that she does. And she talks about Black Lives Matter. She says, Y'all, you need to watch these cop shows. She says, I want to just tell my brothers and sisters, y'all, we killing each other in crazy numbers. And she's doing it in comedy, but it takes guts for her to say it. She's saying, I don't see it. I don't see where you act like you really do have a love and concern for one another. I think about the 1950s black families and black people. That was a concern. I'm not saying there wasn't, killing in the black community, etc. But there was a true concern about how we appeared as a race of people. There is zero concern right now about how black folks, care about one another or the appearance. They yell. It's almost like they think by yelling Black Lives Matter, that's going to just put a salve over all of the things that are happening. It isn't. It isn't fooling me. Let me just make this very clear for the white folks that are too afraid to say what I'm about to say. Black folks don't care one iota about each other. Not black leftists. Now, black conservatives, we do. We understand that collective nature of blackness still exists. But it used to exist in excellence. Go get your education. Go show people that you are just as good as they are. Look for an equal opportunity to prove yourself and take advantage of what you get. That mentality of black oneness, it runs in my vein, and it isn't a racist thing. I get it. It's not racist, because I don't care if white, go after me, be competitive, kiddos, because at the end of the day, all that competition leads to a better America, a better society. But I've gone far beyond seeing the black boxer and the white boxer and saying, I hope the black boxer beats the white boxer, because if the white boxer beats the black boxer, well, that means black people are going to be oppressed or whatever. We're far beyond that. We can compete with each other without it being competitive in that way, if you know what I mean. I got to leave it there, but there's a lot more killing in Chicago, I promise you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.